please make it loud for Josh Johnson.
I don't know if y'all saw where Walmart had to issue a recall in several states because their Great Value, which is the name of the brand that Walmart makes, their Great Value shrimp was found to have radioactive isotopes in it. Whatever happened to, like, regular nasty? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You ever had a chip before and been like, this chip a little stale? When we were growing up, the chips would be stale. The date will have expired. They didn't rotate the inventory. And so now you weren't looking either, so then you bought it, you brought it home, you dipped it into the sauce, the knockoff sauce. And then you went to take a bite, and then nothing, the bite was not bitten. The bite was, the chip was so strong, you just scraped back sauce straight into your mouth. Because the chip was powerful, the chip petrified, because it's been stale. And you're like, maybe that was a fluke, you know? All these chips in the bag, different ages, shapes, and sizes. So let me try another chip. And then, because you don't want to chip a tooth, you decide to break this one with your fingers. And you can't, because the entire bag is stale. Remember stale? I never thought I would miss regular stale. Now, food here in America is radioactive. I'm not gonna act like I know why it's radioactive. I don't know why it's radioactive. But it's radioactive because they say it's radioactive. I'm not gonna blame it on the shrimp. What were we doing near the shrimp that was radioactive? We act like radioactivity is like easy to come by. It's not. You know, there's obviously radio waves everywhere. You use a radio, you know, you use a microwave and so on. But real radioactivity that sticks with you. And that's the thing, too, is that these suppliers, they supply all these different stores, and sometimes by the time it gets to you, it's just a different label that's put on it. But it's from the same place, and it's the same people doing the same stuff. And Walmart's, you know, brand is Great Value. And I'm not going to lie to you, this may make me sound pretty bougie, but I don't really like the, like, store's brand. I don't know. I just don't believe them. Like, I just... Do you know what I mean? It's like, no, I don't think you do this well. It's like when you go to a diner and it's like got 96 pages on the menu, but it's not a Cheesecake Factory. So you're like, nah, only one establishment so far has been able to pull off this many pages. There's no way y'all have that much in the back. There's just, it's not possible. I drove around to park. I know that the kitchen can't be that big. How you gonna have lobster and quesadillas and you got burgers and fries, but you also have tres leches, but then you also have pad thai? Like, at a certain point, y'all just making stuff up back there. Like, got sticky rice, sushi rice, white rice, brown rice, mango sticky rice. Paella? Like, at its... Either the chef back there is the most talented individual that has ever lived. Either something is going on right now and we're all a part of someone's YouTube prank show and Gordon Ramsay is back there just waiting for us to tear up our stomachs by ordering things that aren't even on the same page. When you go to a diner like that, by the way, stick to one page. Because whatever you get, I'm just, look, I treat diner food and diner food with lots of variety. Because you know when they go back there and you order the lobster pasta, they got one lobster. Like, they about to have to scratch out that thing on the menu. But I feel like if you stick to one page, it's a lot like sticking to one type of alcohol. If you go full breakfast with it, you're going to get a regular amount of sick. Hear me out, because all across America, you got these diners, they got 87 pages to them, and then you're like, oh, it's too many choices, what do I do? One thing. You find one lane and you drive down it. Do you understand me? I don't want to see you go French toast and Patsy ew. Y'all laughing, but people are out here wild. I went to a diner with some friends. One of these diners I'm telling you about. And they had, so on their menu, I'm not exaggerating, on their menu, they had 26 pages with pictures. Now, the pictures were obviously stolen from online. They did not take any of these pictures. They hit Google Images and they printed it out and they put it next to the dot, 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 lobster pasta, right? And the other thing that, look, this is an aside thing, this actually has nothing to do with anything, but also on the menu, they had numbered everything. Like, they had numbered every order. Like, you know, like when you go to, like, a restaurant and they'll have the traditional pronunciation of the dish and then they have the number. They did that, but everything was in English. And so you could just order 102 and a number 5 together. And it's like, that sounds like it'll tear up your stomach just as much. Just as much as saying, can I have the Tom Kha? Can I have the Tom Kha and the baby back ribs? But my friend was over here like, oh, it's too many choices. You can do so much. You could do barbecue. You could do Chinese. You could do, this is amazing. And I was like, no, it's the only thing open. Don't, this. And I warned him. I was like, you need to pick one. I'm telling you right now, you better pick one. Okay? One page, go right down that page, because I bet you they do that page very well. I bet you if you pick a lane in this diner right now, and you're like, hey, the whole table, we're just gonna do Mexican food. We're gonna get some tacos, quesadillas. You already got the meat back there, just chop it up to it. You know what I mean? I think it'll be fine. But if you start hitting them with the around the world special, which is what one of the pages was called, I think they're going to give you the food. I think you're going to enjoy it. I also think you're going to get an otherworldly type of sick. But no, he knew better. He didn't listen to me. This man got baby back ribs, spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti and meatballs and a matzo ball soup. And you know how they say that sometimes when you're driving down the highway, and there's like a natural instinct to watch the wreckage of a car accident as you pass by. That was every plate they brought to him. I kept watching him take, this man was taking bites of baby back ribs and then sips of soup and everything. And I was like, I don't know how you feel like this is a good idea. I got 3 scrambled eggs. And I made sure to order before he could finish ordering, because I was like, keep me separate from him. I know that a bunch of sauce is going to be sloshing together. And sure enough, we leave. We get in the car. We drive for an hour. And then out of nowhere, we hear our friend, who's driving, go, ooh. is why I got so mad, because I knew. I knew. We had 4 more hours of driving to do, and I knew for a fact that his bad decisions would affect me. I didn't know when, I didn't know exactly how, but I knew this would happen. So he goes, ooh. And it was low, it was quiet, it was to himself, but it did cut through the music. Go, oh, And so then, look, I try not to be that friend. I try not to be the I told you so person, but I go, what? What is it? And he's like, oof, oof. I knew he was in a bad way. He didn't want to answer me because he knew it was going to be an I told you so moment, because I did tell him so, and then I watched him eat for 42 minutes. I watched him eat stuff that I know had to be old. When do people get baby back ribs at this abandoned diner? I'm sure the cook in the back was like, what does he want? Ask him, is he sure? You're not gonna put somebody's death on me. I'm not gonna catch a body. He's sitting there, ooh. And I'm like, what? And he doesn't want to answer me. But I knew he was hot. I knew this how bad off he was. Any cuisine that you eat, anything that you eat, especially when you eat a lot of it, especially when it is good, when you got something authentic, or you just got something that was seasoned right, and you eat too much of it, it has a different impression on you. It always does. Different impression. You get some good barbecue, but you eat a little bit too much of it, you get those meat sweats. You don't even know what's happening. Meat sweats are the closest that it'll ever come to a hot flash, because they don't even know what's happening to their body. They're just like, You hear me so hot that you blinking extra? Like all the cool air is over there. If you could just see it clearly, it would cool you down. You ever get so hot you sweat in your own eye? Over And then, you know, there's other foods that just sit heavy. You eat too much of them and they let you know, hey, we'll never leave you. And then there's some foods that, you know, because of the cuisine, there's a little bit extra spice in it, makes your throat a little hot, makes you burp, and just gives you a little heartburn if you overdo it. He had all three. This man was sitting there with a hot rock in his stomach. You know those stones they put on people when they do the massage or they warm it up? He had three of those in his stomach, just holding it. Ooh, ooh. And I could tell this man started breathing heavy and everything. And when he brought the window down, I knew he was in trouble. I turned to our friends in the back. I was like, hey, somebody else gonna need a drive soon. Over here sweating hard, blinking hard. And I'm literally almost been knocked out. Out of concern for my friend, I've almost been knocked out of I told you so, but not yet. I go, what? And he goes, I think I'm gonna wreck the car. What an insane jump. He doesn't go, I need to stop. Let me pull over. I don't feel so good. This man ate off so many menus, he's like, I'ma kill all of y'all. I'ma flip this car as hard as I can until it land right side up. And everybody in it dead. And then this man did something that to this day I have not forgiven him for. You've had it happen to you. We've all, every one of us, fallen prey to an act that, while human, needs to be corrected. Corrected beyond measure. If violence were to break out after this action, I don't know if I could hold the party responsible. Because this man who just said he's about to wreck the car leaned his head out the window, tried to get some cool air on his face, and when he leaned out the window, he thought he was slick. He wasn't sick. When he leaned out the window, he went... Just from the hip placement, you know what's happening. Just from this right here. Just that little pivot. Like a dog. Like a dog near a tree. This man leans over. You know what's terrifying? You know what shook me to my core? I heard nothing. I didn't hear a sound. The next, genuinely, when I didn't hear anything, I thought I couldn't hear. Literally, the way that this man cocked his hip, and then I heard nut. Imagine if you saw a nuclear explosion, but then there was no boom after you. Like, I guess I'm already gone then. I must have died so fast I didn't notice. This must be how they make ghosts. This man cocked his hip. I heard nothing. I heard nothing at all. Until I heard my friend in the back go, I'm not gonna act like I know how, there's a difference in the air in the car because he's opened the window and the air conditioner was blowing. It was all blown on him. He was very hot. But I'm not gonna act like I understand why what happened went backwards first. All I know is I hear my friend go, oh! And then... My buddy next to him goes, like when you begin to choke. You know, like, right before somebody need that Heimlich, before they're like. I don't know why. It went backwards. First, all I know is that when it hit me, my first instinct was to scream. But I held back. I held back because screaming would open my mouth. So I went. Like a silent movie at a 1920s sanitarium. And I'm fighting to find the button for the window. I can't find it because not only am I trying to lean away, I have closed my eyes because they started to burn. And so I'm palming the door, I'm like, I palm the door and I don't find the button to lower the window, but I do bang my head against the glass like Night at the Roxbury. And finally, I feel something, and out of desperation, I just flick it, and that opens the door. The door is open, and I'm leaning out, holding the door like... And I feel like, look, I'm wearing my seatbelt. You gotta wear your seatbelt, but I do feel like I've already fallen out of the car because the sound of my friend screaming is getting fainter. It started out, oh, and now is, oh, oh, oh. We in the same car, why he getting further away? And then our friend driving both saved and ruined my life because he pulled me back. I slammed the door, and now we're all just inside. With him. And I gotta be honest with you, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, when he pulled me back in, I wished he had just flipped the car. I wish he had just wrecked the whole thing. But yeah, it's just, you already do your best when it comes to food. You already eat what you think is healthy, you already try, and so when you gut these programs that make sure that the food is good and you end up with great value radioactive shrimp. It's absolutely unacceptable. All I'm saying is I don't always trust the brand that the store has because I'm like, y'all don't do this too. There's no way. I believe you do napkins, CVS. I believe y'all's napkin game is probably, y'all got the same printer and everything. Y'all got the same little bumps on the napkin. I'm with you. Once it gets to soups, I think that y'all are just guessing. If I go into Walgreens, already I'm there for drugs. I'm there because my nose is running or something like that, or I just want a bottle of water. The idea that Walgreens specifically is like, we make pasta too. Do you though? Like, it's just... That's always been unsettling, that like a place that's not, like this is just me, maybe I'm being bougie, but I want my sauce to come from a place that's like, we make sauce. That's like our whole thing. We love, as Ragu, we love making sauce. We don't like anything solid around. So then when you go to a store and you see next to the Ragu is either your local store or this chain being like, we make sauce too, and it's just like that sauce. It's like, I know that it's cheaper, and I know I'm going to buy it because it's cheaper, but I'm going to think about how it's not Ragu while I'm eating it. I used to work at a store that, this was an insane experience, but I worked at a store where we didn't know what would, like, we knew what we sold as a base, but then there would be deals that would come in, and I don't know who was doing these deals, like, out in the world, but then we'd get a whole shipment of stuff we had to try to sell until it was gone, hopefully. There's no way to run a business, but I remember there was 1 week we just got a whole shipment of fire extinguishers. And to be fair, a lot of people don't have a fire extinguisher, and a lot of people live in conditions where they should absolutely have a fire extinguisher. Sure, I'm with you there, right? But these fire extinguishers were the size of like a big gulp. You know what I mean? Like these were like mini fire extinguishers that I don't even think could put out a hot shower. We also had to sell. This one time, we just got toilet seats. And it occurred to me at one point, I was like, who shops here? Like sometimes I'd see customers in there and I'm like, you just know you need stuff and then you hope stuff is out there. Like, the idea that we got a shipment of toilet seats off of nothing and then someone came in and was like, that's just what I did. It's like, that, it does make you believe in like the law of attraction, I suppose, but like, doesn't seem like a great business model. One of the wildest things we sold at that store was was condoms. But they were like store brand condoms. Do you know how much you're taking your lives into your hands? We've established condoms. You don't need a great value condom. A great value condom is how you end up with another great value customer. Oh. No, it's insane. And then when you have these radioactive shrimp, right? Talking about it like I'm familiar, but when you have radioactive shrimp, what the stores will do is they'll obviously pull everything off the shelf, and then they will go ahead and put up a note usually on the cash register. That way, they've already pulled their inventory, but if anybody bought some last week, yesterday, whatever, they could read that. It helps spread the word, you know? And then one precaution that a lot of places take is they will print out the SKU, which is like that universal number for the product, a picture of the product, and then a little paragraph explanation of what happened. And then sometimes, depending on the store, they will put that at the cashier's register so that people can read it while they're checking out. So that way, if they already bought the shrimp and took it home, they'll know to throw it away. Because the paragraph will say something to the effect of like, if you bought our product, you know, whatever, radioactive shrimp, and you have it at home right now, please throw it away because we found that this product was not up to our quality standard. We apologize that it was ever on the shelf and that it is radioactive. Thank you for your attention to this matter and being a loyal customer. But that paragraph doesn't have the urgency that goes along with radioactive shrimp. Even even the announcement, even the news didn't have the correct... It's radioactive shrimp. They didn't have the correct response for radioactive shrimp. To me, maybe I'm crazy. I need somebody to be walking up and down the aisle. The shrimp radioactive. Like, you need someone with some urgency. This printout is not doing it. And they know what they're doing because the toner, like the ink on the printer, not even good. So you barely see the image and then the letters are faded. So you're trying to read it and it's like a whisper. It's like reading a whisper in real time where they're like, hey, something with the shrimp. It's radioactive. I see it. So it's just like, no. We have so many people in this country looking for work, unemployed. Hire someone to be the person who announces what's been recalled. Walking up and down the store. I hope you didn't get the shrimp last week because the shrimp radioactive. You can hear that shrimp. That shrimp go. Ooh, watch out, the shrimp is... I ate one, just to make sure, and one of my eyes turned blue. No, you gotta get up in there. You gotta do something more than just a printout that I'm probably not gonna see, because admittedly, I'm looking at the Skittles. Need a person in there walking up and down the aisle. You might even ask for an item that's been recalled because you didn't hear the news. Sometimes that happens with vegetables, even. Sometimes the spinach or the romaine will get recalled just because of what they've been exposed to. And you need a person to be walking up and down the produce aisle. Like, sorry, we don't have the spinach. It had that E. coli. It has... What's the E for? He had E. coli all over him, so we had to send him back. Perhaps you'll enjoy some arugula. They don't just scream, they're also helpful. I don't like to think of myself as a bigot, but when it comes to milk, I am pretty intolerant. I have a problem with milk being in my things. If I even hear milk is in a dish, I'm like, get them out of here. Sometimes there'll be milk and stuff that milk isn't normally in, and that's when I sound bad. I'm like, they're not even supposed to be here. They as in the cultures in the milk. And I don't know. I've been watching this thing happen. They say that they're going to make America healthy again, but then they're like, oh, but you could just do a bunch of wild stuff you weren't doing before that definitely runs the risk of making you sick. Do you ever be? There are people that are like, I want to drink my raw milk. Why can't I drink my raw milk? And it's like, okay. If just you drink the milk, I think that's fine. Genuinely, if somebody wants to drink raw milk and they're drinking raw milk and they're like, dude, this is what I want, ga 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 ga, like that to me is not bad. That to me is how it should be. You want the raw milk, you drink that. You blah, 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 blah. It's when we like normalize the buying and selling of raw milk that we start to spread the power of raw milk to tear up your life. You think you lactose intolerant? Get some of that raw milk in you. that raw milk will get your stomach and be like, this is nice, yeah. Be like Van Halen in a hotel room. You know what I mean? Now you sitting there. Everybody told you not to drink the raw milk. They told you couldn't handle it. You're like, I'm going to handle it. Natural is the best way. I'm going to have my raw milk. And then 30 minutes later, oh. I'm sitting next to you. What? But truly, I think we don't put ourselves enough in the position of what it's like to take one of those products home that's been recalled, and maybe you don't watch the news. Maybe you didn't get the notification on your phone. Maybe you're trying to unplug because most news is pretty bad and the notifications on your phone keep you on your phone, which is not a happy place because of how you use your phone and how the systems on your phone affect you, how the platforms, whether it's social or it's just the way that you lose attention to anything that you're doing for the phone. And so you try to disconnect, and then you go to Walmart again and you don't happen to see the printed out paper that is very, very faint. I'm not a scientist, but I imagine that if you put radioactive shrimp in the microwave, you about to turn your kitchen into a science experiment. You over there cooking the shrimp in the microwave, just looking at the door. I don't know what it is about us, but and maybe I'm the only one that's experienced this, but I've known three different microwaves to catch on fire. And in all three scenarios, the person who owned that microwave who was making something was looking through the door like... Is that fire or is that just how it cook? Yes, all three were dudes, yes. And so, in that case, all three dudes were like, I don't know, you know, when you pop popcorn, the bag get big, I don't know. Maybe this chicken sandwich supposed to be on fire. It's like, no, it's not. You put a Chick-fil-A sandwich still in the foil right into the microwave. And so, yes, your sandwich is on fire, but that's not part of the process. You should probably open the door, put that out. Use the tongs. Don't use your hand. Do you know what I mean? And so now you microwaved your shrimp. You're staring at the door. Why they floating? Look, I don't know anything about radioactive shrimp, but I imagine a radioactive shrimp at least has the possibility of waking up. Imagine, you're a shrimp. You go on about your business, minding your own business, and then you get caught by some people from above. And somewhere along the line in your life, while you were down there in the water, or after you've been caught, you came across some radioactive material, not a usual part of the process. And then you end up at a facility where they bag you up with your brethren. They put great value on the bag. They send it to a local Walmart, and then you lay there in the bag.
Oh,
somebody grabs the bag, somebody scans the bag, somebody bags the bag. They take you home. They open the bag into a bowl. They wash you off real quick like that's gonna do something. Everything wrong with you is on the inside. And then they throw you in the microwave because they can't cook. And you lay in there. And then someone hits 3 minutes, which is too long. And you feel yourself. You open your eyes and you see a big old face. A big old face going.
Is this supposed to be floating?
You can't really make it out. You don't speak English. You're a shrimp. But someone finally has the wherewithal to press the open button on the microwave, and you fall back, and then you stand up. You stand up and walk out of the bowl. Nobody stops you. They're too busy running around screaming and praying. But something's happening. Something you've never experienced before. You're just used to swimming and crawling. But now something's happening. You have an awareness of yourself. You don't know how, you don't know why, but then you start to, out of nowhere, have these, not the word for it, what's the word for it? You've never had this before. What's the word for it? But you start to have these thoughts. You're out here really thinking. You're thinking about your entire life. What happened to you? That radioactive material you came across. And now you decide, you know what? I'm gonna go out on my own. I'm gonna head for the door. And these great value customers are more than willing to let you leave. And you go out into the world. You start to see, hear everything. You might even have some awareness of things that you haven't even come in contact with. Maybe it's super hearing. Maybe it's telekinesis. Who knows? And you come across a newspaper. You read a newspaper. And you're terrified. Because with only having, you know, an hour's worth of knowledge and understanding, you can tell that things are bad. Things are not ideal in the world. You know? You don't
know what to do about it exactly, but you end up reading an article that's of a lot of importance to you because it's about you. It's about how there are radioactive shrimp at Walmart, and you're like, that's me. What should we do about this? I know what I'll do. I'll go to Washington. Because this little bit of life that I've been given, it's important that I use it for a purpose. It's important that I do something with it. The whole purpose of life is to not just be a witness, but be a connection to another life. And so I want to connect to all these lives I'm coming in contact with. You know, I got to dodge a lot of feet to get there, but it's okay. And so you go to Washington and you decide to go to what you potentially feel is the source of the problem. People have been loosening regulations. People have been lobbying the Food and Drug Administration. They've been gutting the EPA. They've been gutting every safeguard that the people have to be able to eat food that's not radioactive. And so for whatever reason, you decide you're on the side of the people, and so you go to a house, one specific house, and you and you crawl into a bowl, one singular bowl, and you let yourself be eaten by the head of Health and Human Services. And let's be clear, he notices you glowing, but and it was a sacrifice that you made, and it's a sacrifice that was very gross. There was a lot of roadkill on the plate. Then you climbed onto a bed of rice in the bowl, and then, you know, you get slurped down, and now you're down there. In RFK Jr.'s stomach. And you're surrounded by something. You don't know what it is, but after a while, because of all of this knowledge you've absorbed over your short lifetime, you realize, oh, raw milk. Ugh. And then you let yourself fall away. And it was all worth it because RFK Jr. is over here sitting at a press conference talking about how we're going to introduce more raw milk into the U.S. or, you know, going to make sure every kid eats roadkill for breakfast or something. I don't know. I don't know what the next initiative is, but while he's sitting there, RFK Jr. goes, whew. Yo, my stomach hurts. It was the best you could do. I'm not kidding.